Baby, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction.
Energetic pop rock is how Neon Trees describe their sound. In the last 2 years, the band has made it to the Billboard Top 20 with both of their albums. Their newest CD is titled Picture Show. Tyler Glenn describes how they approach their new project.
We went into it thinking very fearless about it, because I think plenty of the bands that I love have gone in to make a second record, and I think that you can tell they've overthought it. With us, we just wanted to do the kind of music we wanted to do, and the influences that we have always talked about. I'm very happy with it. It's more mature, but still very fun.
It started with a whisper.
Tyler Glenn did not always plan to be the lead singer of a rock band.
I always was going to be like a journalist. I always liked writing and the arts, but I always loved music, and I started playing in bands, and then that was when I felt me really come out of my shell on the stage and feel really alive.
Here we go again. I kinda wanna be more than friends.
Tyler admits he has an alter ego to help him deal with his stage fright.
I have to, I think, because I'm a very natural introvert. And I think when I put the clothes on and listen to music before and just kind of get hyped, and but in the last couple of years, getting fans and a really nice fan base to show up and sing everything with you, and you feel that that energy and the exchange, I think that's really helped me not have to do a bunch of rituals or whatever. I just am able to go out more and more and just be natural.
Neon Trees were actually discovered by a member of another popular band.
The drummer of The Killers really got into us and came to some shows and just kind of saw that we had something going. And we were only playing for 10 to 15 people at the time in Vegas. In our home area, we had started selling out shows, but it was hard to go national, and they gave us a nice break and let us open some shows.
Neon Trees chose their name after seeing the bright colored lights on display at a fast food restaurant in Los Angeles. There is a special connection to the name, as Tyler describes.
When Brandon, our bass player, joined, he asked the same question where the name came from. And I told him, and he was like, well, my dad works at Yesco, and I'm from Las Vegas, and he built neon lighting back in the 80s. Let me ask him, because I'm pretty sure he went down there and did those. And sure enough, his dad actually built those lights years and years before I ever even met Brandon. So it was a weird spiritual twist.
Everybody talks.
Neon Trees are on tour to promote the new CD Picture Show and have just released their second single from the new album. I'm Larry London, VOA News.